Time now for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for partly sunny skies with a high of 80. Tonight, clear with a low of 50. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. Due dates for Edwards County real estate taxes have been set for October 30th and December 11th. Edwards County Treasurer Debbie Smith says the total extension this year amounts to $6,371,456.20. Payment may be made in person, by mail, or in the drop box on the northeast side of the Edwards County Courthouse. People may also pay online using a debit or credit card at govtechtaxpro.com. An added 2.5% fee will go to the credit card company on online payments. In addition, the mobile home tax due date was July 31st. The late fee for those taxes is $25 for each month delinquent, and fees are now $75. Anyone needing additional information on Edwards County real estate or mobile home taxes can contact Smith's office at 445-3581. More news next.
Hi folks, this is Sandy at Gill Sales. Listen up, Speed Queen has just announced that they are extending their warranties on all Speed Queen washers and dryers to 10 years through September 30. That's an additional 7 years of warranty on some models. Couple that with our $68 off per set offer on our electronic control models for our 68th anniversary and business special through August, and wow, what a deal. If you've been thinking about a new Speed Queen washer and dryer, now's the time to take the plunge. Come see us at Gill Sales and Service, 1605 West Main in Fairfield.
Why should we eat dinner together more often? Dinner is a time to relax, recharge, laugh, tell stories, and catch up on the day's ups and downs while developing a sense of who we are as a family. That's what Sisney Key Market prides itself on, providing a home-like environment and a great meal while allowing families to spend the time together they deserve with no worries. Stop by your hometown grocery connection, Sisney Key Market, today on the square in Sisney, where dinner and family go hand in hand.
In other news, Sherry Rushing, Director of Financial Aid at Rend Lake College, will be at the Wayne City High School from 1:30 to 3 o'clock this coming Monday to help people start FAFSA applications. Rushing will set up in the high school computer lab, and students and or parents are invited to receive assistance with college financial aid applications. People do not have to attend Rend Lake College to take advantage of the opportunity. Fairfield police arrested 41-year-old Fairfield resident Jamie D. O'Neill early this morning on a charge of driving under the influence of drugs. According to police reports, at approximately 2:18, an officer on patrol stopped O'Neill for an expired registration on a white Chrysler Pacifica. She reportedly exhibited signs of impairment, and the officer performed a field sobriety test. O'Neill was transported to Fairfield Memorial Hospital for further testing, and upon its completion, she was transported to the Wayne County Jail. O'Neill was released after posting $120 bond. 35-year-old Fairfield resident Carrie L. Cullens was arrested by Wayne County deputies last night on a charge of criminal trespass to a residence. Deputies responded to a home in the southeast portion of the county on a complaint that Cullens refused to leave the property. Deputies found that the complainant had asked her to leave, but she said she needed to speak with someone before doing so. She was then placed under arrest, transported to the Wayne County Jail, and held, pending the posting of $170 bond. 31-year-old Grayville resident Adam S. Brown was sentenced to prison yesterday in White County Circuit Court. Brown had previously been placed on probation for unlawful use of property, but that probation was revoked after various violations. Judge T. Scott Webb sentenced Brown to 5 years in the Illinois Department of Corrections, followed by 2 years of mandatory supervision upon his release. The Grayville Police Department was the original arresting agency in the case. Centralia police have released the name of the 35-year-old Centralia man who was struck by a northbound Amtrak train in the city early yesterday morning. Police say Josh Fleming was walking his dog when he was hit by the train, which was traveling around 35 miles an hour at the time of impact. Fleming was thrown 60 feet off the track. He was taken to the emergency room at SSM Health St. Mary's Hospital for treatment, and he was stabilized before being flown to St. Louis University Hospital in critical condition. There were no injuries to anyone on the train, and it proceeded on to Chicago after the investigation was completed. Officials say Fleming was not struck at an authorized railroad crossing point, and there were no trespassing signs posted. The train's headlights, bell, and horn were all reportedly functioning at the time of the incident. The City of Fairfield and the Career Development Center are encouraging city residents to take advantage of the monthly bulk item pickup provided by Republic Services. Pickup occurs during the last full week of each month, and people may call City Hall at 842-2294 to get their name and address on a pickup list. The CDC has experienced an increase in the number of items left at its drop box that cannot be sold, which results in more dumpster fee payments. There has also been an increase in the number of appliances left at the CDC drop box. Such items should not be left at the CDC, so people should contact Joe Boone at 842-2589 or Doug Jordan at 599-4304 to make arrangements for their disposal. In other business, the City of Fairfield has a reminder for residents about two items approved by the City Council last month. New fees for garbage and brush pickup went into effect on Tuesday, and they will first appear on utility bills due in November. The new rate will be $15.05 per month. That includes a charge for pickup of city residents' grass clippings, leaves, brush, and limbs. Also, a new volunteer waiver for those wishing to work in Atkinson Forest is available. The city says it has received help from volunteers for the past several years to help maintain the property, and it welcomes groups to continue their work. However, it does ask that any work be coordinated with the city. That can be accomplished by contacting Mayor Brent McGuire's office at 842-3871 or 842-2294. People will be asked to provide information on their proposed work, including the scope and estimated completion date. Volunteers will also be required to sign a liability release prior to working. Today is the Edwards County Homecoming Parade in Albion. Students will be dropped off on the north side of the square after school dismisses. Freshmen will be first in line, followed in order by the older classes. 2019 Homecoming Queen candidates Haley Bierster, Darcy Clodfelter, Rachel Perkins, Audrey Rotrammel, and Avery Roosevelt will be between the sophomore and junior classes. The parade will start at 1:30 from the northwest side of the courthouse and run to the school. After tonight's volleyball game against Fairfield, students will start a flickerball game and the public is invited to watch. Following flickerball, ECHS students may attend the school bonfire. No junior high students or people 21 or older may attend. The Queen coronation will take place tomorrow during halftime of the football game against Christopher Ziegler Royalton. The semi-formal homecoming dance is scheduled for Saturday from 8 to 11 p.m. The Fairfield Paintout will head to Sisney today for morning and afternoon painting. Melinda States says there will be a pop-up show in the village to showcase today's work.
We are giving them a day to go towards Sisney. They're going to display what they've done in the community center there until about 4 or 4:30, and then they'll head back to Fairfield for that evening. So, and we have special awards for them. We've been very generous at Sisney to find some award money for them, so there'll be some awards. So that's encouragement for them to go find things to paint it in that direction.
After the day in Sisney, the Nocturne paint turn-in deadline will be at 6 at Bob Boyle's Hall. Submissions for Sisney Awards must also be turned in to the committee by 6. After a supper, registered painters will take part in a Nocturne workshop. More information and registration information on that workshop may be found at nilegordon.com/fairfield-illinois. The unemployment rate in Illinois dropped from 4.2% to 3.8% in August, according to recent statistics from the Illinois Department of Employment Security. Wayne County's August rate was at 4.5%, down from its July rate of 4.7%. Edwards County went from 3.7% in July to 3.6% in August. In August 2018, Wayne County's rate was 6% and Edwards County's was 4.6%, so both have experienced drops in the past year of at least 1%. Most other area counties also experienced at least a minor drop in their rates from July to August. Hamilton County went from 3.6% to 3.3%. Wabash County went from 3.9% to 3.6%. White County held steady at 3.7%, and Richland County dropped to 3.8% from 4%. Clay County went from 4.6% to 4.2%, and Lawrence and Saline counties checked in at 4.8% and 5% respectively. Lawrence and Saline counties do have the highest unemployment rates in the area. Hamilton County has the lowest. As a state, Illinois' August unemployment rate was lower than 2018's mark of 4.3%. Nationwide, unemployment dropped from 4% to 3.8%. That is also lower than the August 2018 rate of 3.9%. The FCHS Class of 1977 will hold a 60th birthday party next Saturday, October 12th, at The Landing in Fairfield. The event will run from 2 to 9 p.m., and a meal will begin at approximately 4:30. People are asked to bring a side dish, and tea, water, and coffee will be provided. There is no cost to attend, but donations are welcome. Anyone wishing to attend should RSVP to Patty Boyd Bowles by phone at 842-9216, by email at bwaydesign@frontier.com, or on the FCHS Class of 1977 Facebook page. A construction zone flagger in Clay County was struck by a vehicle Tuesday evening along the Dietrich Clay City Blacktop. State police report a car driven by 87-year-old Mason resident Alvin Austin struck the flagger, 42-year-old Mount Vernon resident Brandy McKinney's. A construction crew was doing paving work on the roadway when the incident occurred. McKinney's was airlifted from the scene to Deaconess Hospital in Evansville. Austin was cited for improper passing of an authorized emergency vehicle causing injury to another, as well as failure to reduce speed to avoid an accident. DTN Chief Agriculture Meteorologist Bryce Anderson says the key word for harvest this week will be contrast.
I think we're going to have a lot of contrasts from north to south across the state, and this is going to be a real notable feature during this week. We saw heavy rain in north central and part of western Illinois during the past 5 days, and that's obviously going to disrupt things for a number of days here. And along with that, temperatures are going to be somewhat on the cooler side, not cold, but still we are going to see some cooler conditions. And then over the southern half of the state and continuing all the way then through the remainder of the southeastern Corn Belt, the Ohio Valley particularly, summertime type high pressure is going to bring, I think, record heat and dry conditions. So that will allow crops to move along in this very delayed season, and it will allow for a better pattern for harvest. But Illinois is truly an example within one state of the kind of contrast that we are seeing across the Corn Belt here in the early part of October.
Anderson says freeze concerns should not be an issue through mid-October for much of the state. He also expects harvest delays that some parts of the state are experiencing to lessen in the latter half of the month. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Oh, hey, honey. Just about got the Halloween decorations up. Hayride, corn maze, candy.
And roller coasters that launch you from 0 to 60 to upside down in 3.5 seconds?
Unless you decorate your front yard with amazing rides and roller coasters, you still need to get to Happy Halloween Weekends at Holiday World. Every weekend now through October 27th, with Pick Your Price tickets as low as $29.99. Only at HolidayWorld.com.
Wait, where did you put a corn maze?
Hi, this is Elizabeth Gonzalez with People's National Bank. People's National Bank has partnered with Zelle. Zelle is an easy way to send and receive money with family, friends, and others you trust. You can use Zelle today right from your PNB To Go mobile banking app. Money moves directly between bank accounts fast. Stop by People's National Bank today to learn more about Zelle. Available to United States bank account holders only. Terms and conditions apply. The Zelle service is property of Early Warning Services, LLC. People's National Bank, member FDIC.
Currently in Fairfield, it is 80. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial advisor, located at 101 East Delaware, Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow was at 26,140, up 62. The NASDAQ is at 7,845, up 60. November crude oil is at $52.08. That is down 56 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 83-year-old Richard Masterson died on Tuesday. Richard Masterson is survived by his wife, Frida, sons Bill, Jeff, and Rex, six grandchildren, and siblings Dan Masterson, John Masterson, and Faye Pollard, all of Burnt Prairie. Visitation for Richard Masterson will be held from 5 to 8 p.m. on Friday, tomorrow, at Campbell Funeral Home in Carmi. A second visitation will begin at 1 o'clock on Saturday at Liberty Baptist Church in Burnt Prairie. Funeral services will start at 2. Burial will be in East Antioch Cemetery. In lieu of flowers, contributions may be made to Liberty Baptist Church in Burnt Prairie or the Dr. Dennis Scranton Memorial Cancer Fund. They will be accepted at Campbell Funeral Home in Carmi, which is in charge of arrangements. 82-year-old Rita Mabeline Clark died on Wednesday. She volunteered with the Fairfield Memorial Hospital Auxiliary. Rita Clark is survived by her husband, Tom Clark, daughters Deborah Baker of West Salem and Barbara Bruce of Fairfield, son Wesley Clark of Fairfield, sister Treva Bow of Fairfield, seven grandchildren, four great-grandchildren, sisters-in-law Alice Engelbright of Franklin, Tennessee, and Lois Hannaford of Fairfield, and many nieces and nephews. Graveside services for Rita Clark will be held at 10 o'clock a.m. on Monday at Kuntz Cemetery south of Fairfield. There will be no visitation. Family and friends are asked to go directly to the cemetery. Memorials may be made to the Clay County Hospice. Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
What if you could undergo a hysterectomy and go home the same day? What if you could undergo a hysterectomy and return to driving in 5 days? What if you could undergo a hysterectomy and return to most normal activities in 2 weeks? With Asbury and Associates, you can. Dr. David Asbury is the most experienced surgeon in Southern Illinois performing robotic hysterectomies using the Da Vinci robot. This state-of-the-art technology offers women many benefits over traditional surgery. This minimally invasive procedure requires only small incisions. You'll experience less pain and blood loss with fewer complications. Call Asbury and Associates to learn more about robotic hysterectomies using the Da Vinci robot. 618-244-4800 or visit our website, asburyandassociates.com. Asbury and Associates, with 4 locations in Southern Illinois to serve you. Asbury and Associates, 618-244-4800.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9. Fairfield area weather for today. Partly sunny skies. We'll have a high today around 80. It'll be clear tonight with a low of 50 and then sunny skies tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll have a high of 72. The outlook for Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, mostly sunny skies on Saturday. Saturday we'll have a high of 80 and low of 58. Scattered showers on Sunday. Sunday's high will be around 70 with a low of 48. And then sunny on Monday. Monday will have a high of 70 and a low of 42.